before lockdown, we were meeting, as most churches do. And during lockdown, things started to go a different way. We went on to Zoom and WhatsApp and various other ways of contacting people. And strangely enough, we actually started to pray and ask the Lord what he wanted us to do. Now, that might sound strange to you, but we actually did that and found that we might be going a different way. And as you're probably aware, there's quite a lot of Asian people in Coventry, quite a large proportion actually, mainly from the Hindu community, a lot of Muslims, and some Sikhs. But the Hindu community is very large, and we started to have inroads into this community. We actually did many years ago. I'm talking 30 years ago, there was a Hindu convention in Coventry, and they took over the local park, absolutely thousands of them. And we printed leaflets by the hundreds of thousands and distributed them to these people. No results. But all these years later, we start to see Hindu people asking about Jesus. And the reason was that during lockdown, their temples, churches, whatever you want to call them, were not able to have connection with them. And they felt lonely. And there was no results. Their gods didn't respond to them. And we found that they've got about 900 gods. And they were trying different ways to see which one would respond to them. None responded, you know? And they started making contact with us. And once they became Christians, they got born again. And remarkable things started to happen. They told their relatives in India, who told their relatives in Canada, and their relatives in Florida, and so it went on. And we finished up having meetings, which today, we're still wondering exactly what to do, because obviously the time differences mean that we can't meet as normal, and the ability to communicate is also limited because of languages.
Yeah.
I was absolutely surprised, lived in Coventry for 40 odd years, to find out that people in our own community
So how was Stephen on the computer? Is he all right on Zoom?
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good, is he? So, I mean, when we went into lockdown, we sort of watched other churches, and then we suddenly thought, well, hang on a minute, we could do this ourselves. So we went on Zoom, and then we opened it all up to the people. But then when lockdown came, we thought, right, let's come back together.
Yeah.
So how are you sort of coping with people from all over the world and your Sunday services or whatever?
Well, we're actually at the moment, we've got one of the ladies in the church, she actually translates what we say and puts it into Hindi, which seems to be quite a common language for them. They've got nine languages, but that's the most common.
Yeah.
And so she puts it into Hindi and sends it over to them.
Ah, right. Okay.
Now, I was surprised to find that a number of people in Coventry that don't actually speak English.
Yeah.
They've lived there most of their lives and still do not speak English. They're a community, very, very isolated.
Yeah.
And of course, once you get one of them born again, it creates a problem, tremendous family problems. We're entering into cultural problems.
Yeah.
And you feel for these people. There's quite a few of them that their husbands reject them, their children reject them, and it causes all sorts of problems. But by prayer, we're actually getting through to their relatives and seeing them born again. But in India particularly, I'm almost afraid to tell some of the stories that we hear of Jesus actually appearing to people. And I don't have no credit for this whatsoever. They just seem to have encounters in the spirit realm.
Right.
Because they're much more open to that than what we are in this country. I think that might be a reason. But we just pray that the Holy Spirit moves across in whatever way he wants to take us.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're not really certain which left or right, as it were, but to actually go and to have this lady interpret as I speak, so you'd be listening to the two languages, maybe that's a way forward, we're not sure.
Right.
But we just pray that the Holy Spirit moves in a mighty way upon these people.
Yeah.
Quite a few Sikhs as well. But
It's a challenge, it's a great challenge, isn't it?
And there's people in Holland as well that we've in East Africa.
Blimey, the global church, that's great. So you are going to have quite a few challenges, but I mean, obviously we'll pray for you, and we'll pray for you in a minute. How did you get involved in being a pastor of this church?
I was in the Assemblies of God, which probably most of you have heard of. I was the youth pastor in the Assemblies of God for many years, but became somewhat disillusioned, shall I say, how can I explain it? The religion that goes along with most churches, and became almost found religion repulsive, and just started to have meeting with friends and people that felt the same way, and gradually we just started to meet together and decided to form a church. Unfortunately, the word pastor got latched onto me, much as I resented that very title, you know.
Yeah.
And now that we've got these Indian people, they insist on using that word all the time because they distinguish between you and somebody else.
Right. Okay.
But I became a leader of the church about 84, and we've been going
blimey
up and down ever since.
30 years.
40 nearly.
40 years. Amazing. Well. Thank you very much for explaining a bit. We just wanted to, you know, we have been up and down, and in lockdown it got sort of, you know, what we're going to do, but you know, we're back. We just wanted to share other churches' experience and the sort of positivity that can come from Zoom. So we're just going to pray for you now, John, and we just thank you for coming. Father, we just thank you for John and the work that he does at the Glory of God Church, and the exciting things we've heard about how Zoom can be used to spread the message. And John's got loads of challenges with loads of different people from all over the world who want to just hear the message, and I would just pray that you will guide him and keep him and bless him and keep him strong. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, John. Thank you.